information. I was hoping to get the number for Larson's Hardware. Okay. Thanks. 555-843-555-843. Oh, do you have a course
of phone? Yeah, that's right. Three five, cases five, of 7-Up, 4-V-8. No, make that 4-7-5-8.
Roy, do you have 25 cents of phone?
5-5-8-4-3-5. 5-5-8-4-3-5.
I'll meet you at the corner of 3rd and Main at 1240.
5-5-5-5. Aeromass Flight 27, formerly Flight 19, departing from Gate 1, is now Flight 21, departing from Gate
2. Helen, for God's sake, do you have a quarter for the phone? 5-5-5. Ah, Larson's Hardware. Oh, great. Ah, listen, do you have any... you have any idea why I called?
Hello. Got the plane all gassed up and ready to go?
Yeah, it's all gassed up, Joe.
Oh, good.
But it's not going anywhere.
What? Why?
Yeah, the oil pump's leaking like a sieve.
Oh, damn it. Well, how fast can you put in a new one?
It'll take about 20 minutes.
Okay, good.
But we don't have one.
Why the hell not?
Well, when I wanted to stock it, you said we didn't have the money, Mr. Curse Words.
Roy, look, I know that I'm the competition and everything, but I'm in a real bind here. I need a spare oil pump. Have you got one?
What's that, Pilot Hackett of Sandpiper Air? Your only aircraft is malfunctioning again. You have no spare parts?
Thanks, Roy.
Anytime.
Well, order a pump.
Yes, sir.
Faye, announce a cancellation.
Attention Sandpiper passengers. Due to mechanical difficulties, we are canceling flight number 25 to Boston. Oh. Well, would you rather go home in a body bag?
Faye?
Well, but Joe, it's basic psychology. They were upset. Now they're glad to be alive.
Joe, we heard the announcement. What is it this time?
Yeah, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The plane broke down again. I had to cancel another flight. And I'm screwed. That's what's going on.
Gee, you're just replacing that old plane piece by piece.
Now, why don't you just buy a new one?
You know, that is a great idea. I have a couple of $100,000 around here somewhere. Oh, darn it, I left it in my other pants. Got any other good suggestions?
Yeah, I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you go take a flying...
He can't. He didn't have a plane.
Man, I can't take this anymore. Can't even keep the one plane I have in the air. If I'm ever going to make anything out of this airline, I've got to find an investor, even if it means giving up part of the company.
No, I don't like the sound of those guys. I mean, they come here, they expect us to work even harder than we already do.
You work 18 hours a week.
You know me, I'm a giver.
Listen, I've heard all about these business sharks. First, some snotty MBA comes in and hires a bunch of smiley bimbos to youthify our image. Then they loot the pension fund, force me into a nursing home where I spend the rest of my day sitting alone, listening to the sound of bugs slamming themselves against the fluorescent lights.
Okay, Faye's on board.
Go over this one more time. Brian is flying a very important man over here right now, and his name is
David Slinge.
Good. Now, it's important for us to be extremely nice to him because he is
the money guy.
Great. Good. Okay, now, you got to remember, these people are extremely serious, button-down, three-piece suit types. So if we're going to convince him to invest in us, we have to...
Faye. Just the way I feel. Sandpiper Air is a really nice little family operation. Now you want to go and ruin everything by turning it into a successful business.
Hey, I'm there for you, Joe. If you want to ruin Sandpiper, hey, you can count on me.
Hackett, you're dreaming. No company worth a damn is going to waste its time on you.
Oh, yeah? What's the matter, Roy? You afraid of a little serious competition?
Not as long as you're here, Skippy.
Hey, Hey, have you got him? Is Lynch here?
Yeah, he's
right behind me. And don't worry, he's feeling much better now.
I had to think I made fun of you for scotch guarding the seats.
What?
Mr. Lynch. Hi, Joe Hackett. I'm really sorry. I heard you had a pretty rough flight. But no, if there's anything I can do to make it up.
You're Davis Lynch?
Yeah, you're Joe Hackett?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Joe. That was the worst flight of my life. And I was once in a mid-air collision.
I am so sorry. Look, why don't we go over here and get you something to settle your stomach? Helen?
Yeah?
This is Davis Lynch, that very important visitor I was telling you about.
You're kidding. Nice to meet you.
I think she was expecting somebody a little more stuffy, staid, you know? More like, well, you.
Helen, he's feeling a little queasy from the flight. Do you have
Joe! That's no way to introduce me to a beautiful woman. Hi, I'm Davis Lynch, and I'm incredibly nauseous.
No, just the other day, I was talking with my friends, and I said, you know, if only I could meet a nauseous man, my life would be complete. Coming up.
Nauseous, huh? That doesn't ever happen to me. I can eat just about anything. Well, that's not true. There's one thing I can't stomach. It's when you take a bite of chicken and a big old vein comes snapping back at you.
Thank you. This is Lowell Mather, our chief mechanic.
Charmed. So, listen, Joe, whenever the money guy gets here, let me know. I'll help you suck up.
Come on, why don't I introduce you to the rest of our staff? Of course, you already know my brother, Brian.
Oh, yeah, the grossly underpaid, unappreciated brains of the operation.
Oh, you're just making small talk.
Yeah. And Faye Cochran, our head of reservations.
Have you ever tasted the food in a nursing home?
No, but I occasionally drop in for a sponge bath.
Okay, here you go.
What's in it?
Let's see, soda, bitters, Pepto-Bismol, soy sauce, aspirin, and a little bitty shot of bug spray.
She's kidding.
Yes, I'm kidding. I was out of aspirin.
God, what a smile.
Oh, thanks. I've been using this new anti-plaque rinse.
Not you, her. Although I must say your breath is minty fresh. I know, Joe, you're saving it all up for one big chuckle.
No, I thought it was funny. So, let me get these papers that you asked for. I have here the business plan, the tax returns, and the profits and losses.
Good. But, you know, first, I think I'd like to familiarize myself with the community. Maybe take a little whirl around the island. I've learned you don't invest in business. You invest in people.
Great, sure. I'd be glad to show you around. But you'd rather go with someone like Helen? Great. Yeah, no problem. She'd love to.
Yeah, she's single?
Single and available. I'll go get her for you. But first, Faye, why don't you show Mr. Lynch the office and the hangar?
Oh, certainly, Joe. And right afterwards, I'll go dig my own grave.
That guy's a case, isn't he? How's it going?
Oh, great. Look, Helen, I need a really huge favor.
Yeah?
Could you maybe show Lynch around the island?
Well, why me?
Well, I guess he's looking for a little, you know, companionship.
Oh, really? So he wanted a girl, and you just pointed at me?
No. He pointed at you, and I said, okay. Just take him around and show him a good time.
Excuse me?
Entertain him. Give him the lay of the land. Oh, boy, that came out wrong. I'm just trying to keep him happy. This is, believe me, completely harmless.
Oh, yeah, it starts out with a little harmless sightseeing tour, and before you know it, I'm tied up in his hotel room dialing 911 with my nose. Now, you still want me to do it, Joe?
Would you?
Oh, forget it, Joe!
Helen, nothing is gonna happen. Look, Helen, this is not just my business we're talking about. It's my life. Lynch is the only guy who would even return my calls. With his help, I could maybe turn Sandpiper into something instead of just limping along like I do now. Please, Helen, is there any way you can help me out?
Well, Joe, even if I did, who would watch my counter?
Antonio would be happy to.
Would be happy to what?
To watch Helen's counter. For $50.
You're right, Antonio would be happy to.
And here we are back at Sandpiper, my second home, my reason for living. Did I mention I have no savings?
Repeatedly.
Joe! Just one sec, Helen, please.
I hate this, Joe. I really hate this. I'll do it.
Oh, thank you. Here's Helen. She's all yours.
Thanks, Hackett. Don't wait up.
He seemed nice.
Welcome, sir. How can I help you?
Give me a cheeseburger.
Yes, of course, I could give you a cheeseburger, but instead, I am offering you a delightful veal piccata on a bed of homemade cappellini, a recipe that has been in my family over 100 years.
Give me a cheeseburger.
Fine, coming right up. One greasy gray glob of saturated fat.
So, have you heard from Helen yet?
Oh, please. Helen is fine. It's Lynch I'm worried about. You know how Helen is. She might insult him and blow this whole deal.
Doesn't it bother you that you're treating her like some kind of party favor?
It's just another example of how big business corrupts. So what's next, boss man? Topless stewardesses?
Throw in a bottomless cup of coffee, we got ourselves a gimmick.
Oh.
What's up?
Joe sent Helen off to entertain Lynch.
Bad move, man. Bad move.
You're damn right it is.
Yeah, well, this is Helen we're talking about here. You should have sent somebody who'd actually sleep with him.
You're both pigs.
Thanks a lot, Joey. Thanks a lot for turning me into the following. Wait, honey, I didn't mean it.
Frankly, Joe Hackett, I'm more than a little disappointed in your judgment. Sending Helen off with that Lynch guy to be his tour guide.
Come on, not you too.
Huh. I got a message for you, little mister. Nobody gives a better tour of Nantucket than Lowell Mather. You may think of me as just another greasy mechanic, but you get me out of these coveralls, I can show any man a good time.
Hey, Roy, just a minute. Let me ask you a hypothetical question. If you were thinking about doing business with some guy and he set you up with a woman, what would you expect from her?
Hackett, you can quit blowing smoke. I know this is about Helen. You treated her like some cheap hooker. You threw her at some horny rich guy. Come here, you.
Be fun. Let's rent 2 crab suits, come back here with giant mallets, and scare the hell out of these people. It was kind of funny, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, I have a big problem.
What?
I am having a great time.
And that's a problem because?
Because I'm mad at Joe. He used me. We're supposed to be best friends. The more fun I have, the harder it is for me to be mad at him.
You know, actually, Helen, I've got kind of a problem myself.
What?
See, I can never remember. When it's on the outside, it's the salad hammer, right?
So, folks, what'll it be?
Well, what do you got?
We only serve crab.
I see. So, what would you recommend?
We only serve crab.
2 crab dinners will be fine.
I think he likes me.
Oh, I think he thinks you're insane. You've been like this all day. I mean, you're supposed to be this hotshot businessman. You can't even be serious for 30 seconds.
30 seconds, huh? Okay, here goes. I spent 8 years at the biggest investment bank on Wall Street. But I woke up one morning and I realized I'd rather shoot myself than spend another day in that stuffy office. So I quit, started my own firm, and I never looked back. And as long as I'm being serious, Helen, I think you're the most beautiful, charming, intelligent woman I've met in a long time, and I haven't been able to take my eyes off you all day. And not only that, you are the most... Oh, that's it. Time's up.
No! Let me talk to that other guy a second, please.
What other guy?
The, Mr. 30 Seconds.
Little tip. Never call a man Mr. 30 Seconds.
Is your name Mr. Lynch?
Yes, my parents were very formal.
Oh. Well... You have a phone call.
Oh, must be the office.
Helen.
Oh.
I picked out a real nice crab for you.
Thank you.
Helen?
Joe, what are you doing here?
I'm the one that had him paged. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm... Well, you know, I'm doing okay under the circumstances.
It's horrible that I shoved you with this guy. Look, why don't you go home and I'll handle this the way I should have from the beginning.
No, Joe, don't do that. I'm going to do everything I can to get you this money. And I'm not just talking about dinner. That's nothing. I'm going to take him back to his hotel. And I'm going to show him a night he'll never forget. Boy, when he wakes up in the morning, you're not going to just have a plane, Joe. You're going to have a whole fleet.
Okay, I guess I deserve that. But the important thing is you're all right.
I'm fine.
Good. That's all I really care about. So am I going to get the money?
Well, whoever it was must have hung up. Oh, hi, Hackett.
Hi.
Who had the crab?
So, Hackett, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I was just leaving. But, you know, as long as I'm here, I was wondering if maybe you had time to go over those papers that I gave you this afternoon.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did, but let's talk about that tomorrow.
As long as we're here, I think we'd both sleep a whole lot better if we just got our business out of the way right now. Thank you. So, why don't you just tell me, am I getting the money?
No, Joe, you're not.
That's another one of your jokes, right?
Joe, I never kid about business. It's the numbers.
Numbers? What's wrong with the numbers?
Look, saturation by the competition, size of the marketplace.
What's wrong with the marketplace? The marketplace is quite large. Ask
Joe,
anyone.
The risk is too great. The profit's just not there.
What do you mean? I make profits sometimes. I mean, besides, you're the guy that said you don't invest in business, you invest in people.
I really gotta stop saying that.
So that's it? That's it?
Now, Joe, just calm.
No, I am calm. I am calm. That's it?
Joe.
That is the reason. No, I want the real reason.
We really should talk about this tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Right here, right now.
All right, Joe, here it is. You're small potatoes. For the kind of business that I do, Sandpiper is just small potatoes.
Come on, Helen, let's go.
Oh, well, Joe, I think I'll just stay.
You're gonna stay here with him, Helen, right now. Let's go. Come on.
Excuse me, I'm not your puppy. Sit, Helen. Go, Helen. No, I think I'll make up my mind myself. Thank you.
Fine. If you want to stay, that's your business. Stay. But I have my dignity. And if I don't get my money, I am leaving.
You're not getting the money.
I guess you heard. Lynch isn't giving us the money. So I'm right back where I started. Any hope I had of making something more out of my life is shot to hell. Alex is really mad at me. Does the whole world have to revolve around your love life? Wouldn't it be a magical place? And another thing, man. Let me tell you something. Helen is a person. Okay? She's a person. She's not some lure you use to reel in business. I mean, right now, at this moment, I'm ashamed to be your brother.
You saw my reflection in the windshield, didn't you?
Your hair looks great today.
You're pathetic.
You know, I really hate that I'm getting good at this. Honey!
Please.
All I want is coffee and a donut.
I was up half the night making a biscotti from scratch. And all you want is a lousy, stinking donut? Get out of my sight. Go away, shoot. Antonio does not deserve peasants.
Hey, Antonio. Man, thanks for covering for me. How'd it go?
It's been slow. I don't understand.
Helen? Look, I've been thinking about this all night, and I owe you an apology.
No, no, it's okay, Jeff.
No, it's not. I never should have put you in that position. Oh. And you had every right to stick it to me by staying with that guy.
Oh, it's okay, Joe.
No, it's not okay. You never should have spent 1 minute with that boorish, arrogant, self-important, pompous...
Where's the woman of my dreams?
Hey.
What?
I'll be back to see you as soon as I can.
All right, I can't wait.
Bye, Hackett. Sorry things didn't work out. But say, thanks for introducing me to Helen.
Oh, Biggins! I got those figures you sent over the hotel. They look pretty good. I'll be in touch.
Wait, no. Hey, what the hell is this? I found him. I flew him over here. I wined him. I dined him. And now you're going to get my money?
Come here, you.
Hey, Kirstie Alley fans! You loved her as Veronica in Veronica's Closet. Now see her as Rebecca in Mr. Drake's Closet.
He finds me here in the morning, he will fire me, hate me, and he is never, ever gonna want to be my boyfriend.
Stay tuned.